Now, this week, Margaret Mills is going to take us off to Pleshy in search of treasure trove, Margaret.
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
Get digging.
Get digging. Take your shovels, pickaxes and anything else. No, I don't think that's probably a good idea. Right, at Pleshy, as many people will know, in medieval times, there was quite an important castle at Pleshy, inhabited by Thomas Duke of Gloucester, no less. What we've got there today is really just the remains of the outer bailey and a bit of the moat. People still visit Pleshy to look at the site of the castle, but it's very different to how it would have looked in the 14th century when Thomas Duke of Gloucester and his wife, who was a lady by the name of Eleanor de Bohan, actually occupied the castle. Now, Eleanor is interesting. She died very young. She died only 23 in round about 1399. And it said, perhaps realising that she hadn't got long to live, she put all her treasures into a huge treasure chest and decided to bury it in the moat at Pleshy Castle. Now, she did die, unfortunately, and subsequently the story got around that in the moat at Pleshy Castle was a large treasure chest. And it's reasonable to assume that as Eleanor was married to a man as powerful as Thomas, Duke of Gloucester, that there would have been quite a large amount of her personal treasure involved. Somebody had the bright idea of digging out the treasure chest from the moat and went about it in quite a methodical way. They got a team of horses with chains, which they're said to have then attached to the actual chest, which they found after digging down in the remains of the moat. But as soon as they tried to get the horses to move off and take up the slack and pull the weighty treasure chest out of the moat, the chain broke. And every time this was repeated, the chain broke. Now, that gave rise to the local legend that Eleanor's treasure is indeed in this chest, in the moat, but it is anchored to the ground by a magic spell. And the treasure will never, ever be removed from the moat, where apparently it still remains.
So there's no good sending in the cranes of today to try and get it out.
Well, no, apparently not. Not if it's anchored by magic.
No, quite right. All right, thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. And what is your subject next week, then?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at a very famous engineer, Isambard Kingdom Brunel, and his very brief association with Essex.
Oh, well, look forward to that. Thank you very much, Margaret.